Today on the Training 55 Hot Seat, we're joined here in studio today by Dan Williams, the MLA for Peace River, and also the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions for the province of Burtigas. First of all, Dan, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here, Kyle.
All right. Main thing I wanted to start off today is the fact that, you've been rather busy the last little bit. I know the legislature just got back in session. I know you've been involved with a couple of bills and announcements and whatnot. What's been some of the things going on with you recently?
Well, I have a new bill introduced to the legislature to create high standards when it comes to addiction treatment and licensing with detox. But importantly also, I've made an announcement with the premier for $180 million to be spent on two compassionate intervention centers. Now, compassionate intervention is the idea that if someone is a danger to themselves or others because of the drug use, we will not allow that individual to continue in that addiction, that path leads towards chaos and criminality and death, but instead take that person out of addiction and potentially, if they meet the very high standard that we have, potentially even mandatory treatment. Because not only does that person deserve an opportunity at recovery, our communities deserve safety as well. And I think that what the federal government has done, leaving us abandoned with next to no recourse for our police officers and criminal law that's been undermined by woke ideology, instead we're going to have a truly human-centered, dignified approach when it comes to dealing with addiction in a public and a private sense.
And I know some of this compassionate care legislation has been in the works for a little while now. How does this fit into this Alberta recovery model that you've been very busy working on the past little while?
That's right. Compassionate intervention is one tool in the toolkit within the province of Alberta when it comes to dealing with public addiction and the chaos and carnage that it creates in our families and our communities. This is for a small group of people. Most people who suffer from addiction will not be subject to this legislation, but when it's introduced, it's for that small group. Maybe it's 1,000 Albertans across the province that are living intermittently homeless, that are speedballing meth and fentanyl or other similar dangerous high-powered drugs and opioids that cause them to be in a spot where they're going to cause harm to themselves or harm to the community. And so for that small group of people, we had one individual, Kyle, who overdosed 186 times last year. That's not a lifestyle choice, and that's not something that we should allow to happen. And so this government is saying enough is enough. We're going to be introducing common sense policy and legislation to help someone, maybe even with mandatory treatment, get into addiction recovery instead of continuing down this path of facilitating addiction like we see in British Columbia.
Also, what's another thing that we've seen recently was, of course, the provincial budget came down, and certainly much discussions have been made about things coming out of that. What have been some of the things of a note from your standpoint in this year's provincial budget?
Well, a terrific amount of work is being done in the budget. I'm incredibly proud of it. And of course, no budget's perfect, and we always are advocating as local MLAs for more for our region. I know I have been. And I know that as Albertans, we want to make sure that we're living within our means. This budget is, first of all, subject to a potential tariff war with the United States. We need a contingency fund to be able to manage that. And if we see oil prices continue to rise, then we'll be in a better spot. But that being said, we're planning for the worst and hoping for the best. But in the midst of that, we still have a huge amount in our region and in the north that is being funded. We have more money coming to the Lacrete Maternity Center and Health Center, $80 million in this budget. There's going to be more work on major highways within our province yet to be announced. I can tell you it's going to be tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars of highways within our constituency and even more within the region that is going to continue to fund the infrastructure, the resource development, the oil and gas, the forestry, the agriculture that drives our economy, not just in the north, across the province. It requires us to keep our infrastructure and our roads as good as we can, and you will be happy to know that more of that's coming out. The way that the budget works is with the announcement of the budget, you get high-level dollar amounts, and as that gets unpacked, the fund that funds engineering for highway development, that comes out as we go. So I can tell you I've been pushing very hard for Highway 88 to be paved and widened, especially the section closest to Slave Lake, as many of our constituents use it. Highway 58 I've been working hard on, more upgrades on 35 I've been pushing, and of course the 686 connector between Peace Country and Fort McMurray to connect these two economic northern hubs, and connecting our oil and gas and service industry between the two halves of northern Alberta, united into one, is such a big piece, and I'm also glad to say that there will be more funding on that moving forward as well. So a lot of good news stories when it comes to economic opportunities and development, when it comes to paving infrastructure and general government investment in the north.
And I know another project that you've had in your minister portfolio is on the recovery communities. You've been announcing them in various parts of the province. And I know there's one in the works for Grand Prairie to service the Peace region here. What's kind of sort of the progress on that right now?
We're working within the department and local community to make sure we're moving forward with that. Of course, we need to keep moving forward because of these 11 recovery communities, Grand Prairie was announced towards the end. But I wanted to make sure the North was not left out of access to addiction treatment capacity. I know the County of Grand Prairie and the entire Peace Country is incredibly thrilled to see this coming in. And so we're going to be working on that and hopefully able to break ground in this upcoming year.
And to keep it with that, to sort of access to healthcare locally, you did briefly mention it earlier, the LaCrete Health Center announcement happening on that. What are going to be some of the big things that that will benefit to the community there?
Well, groundbreaking has now begun, and the LaCrete Health Community Center, I'm incredibly proud of the work. Every single community across this province deserves access to the highest quality of healthcare. And I'm glad to see that's coming to a part of the province that has not always had access to the absolute top quality. So this is going to be access for low-risk births. It's going to be access for 24-care emergent care. And it's going to be access for overnight stays as well. So we're going to continue to work. And of course, my advocacy is not done, not in LaCrete and not across the province, not across the constituency. Continuing to advocate for more resources in Peace River, in Manning, in High Level. And of course, as well with my First Nation communities, who I think have done terrific work trying to make themselves a part of the economy. Many of our First Nation communities have participated in the Alberta Indigenous Opportunities Corporation purchasing of part of the TC Energy Pipeline Network, which is terrific. Not only did they receive investment, they also come to support the wonderful oil and gas and energy industry that drives so much of our constituency in this province forward. So going to keep advocating across my entire constituency, and just stay tuned over the coming weeks as more and more announcements from budget come to affect our local communities.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, we always like to add in a little bit of a personal question. Now, of course, we look outside our studio today. We see a lot more sunshine. Some of that snow's starting to melt a bit. Warmer temperatures. Definitely getting in the mood for springtime, and that sometimes gets people up to different activities. What about you? What is your thing in the spring to do, shall we say?
Well, unfortunately, the thing in the spring for an MLA is legislating, because we have a spring session that continues all the way through until end of May and beginning of June. So I'm going to be putting my shoulder to the grindstone. Of course, it's budget season right now. This week, I'm in the constituency talking to constituents, letting me know their thoughts, where we're at, making sure Premier Smith is heading in the right direction as we face this incredibly unprecedented threat of tariffs from the United States. Premier Smith has done terrific work on that. I was recently down in the States partnering with her, met with 27 different Senate and congressional offices in an attempt to find a diplomatic and solution that Albertans can be proud of going forward, and proud as Canadians, saying that we want to remain Canadian while remaining good friends and trading partners to Americans of the South. So my work's going to be continuing that. It's going to be compassionate intervention legislation, the work on the budget with almost $2 million in my ministry for compassionate intervention centers. Of course, the new piece of legislation on MISPA, Mental Health Service Protection Act. And then, of course, all the regular work that happens throughout the spring with my constituents. So I'll take a break at a couple rodeos and tractor pulls this summer and take a load off. But it's sort of it's all pistons firing right now until we get through spring.
Well, hopefully you do get a little bit of family time in there somewhere along the line. Peace River MLA Dan Williams and the province's Minister of Mental Health Addictions, thanks for joining us here today.
Kyle, happy to be here.